This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
World Series Game 1. I actually can't wait because of the nostalgia of it. I'm looking forward to watching my first ever World Series, you know, seeing the Yankees and Dodgers, and you get the superstars left and right. Friday night, we'll have tickets to give away on Friday during our show for the World Series Game 3 when it comes back to New York. First time World Series will be in New York since 2015. Of course, first time World Series at Yankee Stadium since 2009, which is hard to believe. Can I give you one reason why BT... Obviously, I'm rooting for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
But can I give you one reason why I would even consider rooting for the Yankees?
Let me guess before you.
Yeah.
One reason
I'd be curious if you could guess
it. Okay, let me see. All right, let me think. Let's see. I'm going to try
and
to...
And it's not like a jerk thing.
No,
it's
I got
like a
you.
Legit...
One reason why Sal would root for the Yankees to win. All right, my initial thought, and I could actually give you two sides. I mean, this came up yesterday, yeah. So I don't really know which one is right. But you're maybe thinking if the Yankees win, maybe they can inwardly justify letting Soto go, which increases the odds for the Mets to get him.
No, not a bad guess, but
so
no, that's nothing
not
to do
okay,
with that.
So
that's
why else...
It. There's actually two reasons that I think about.
Okay, all right. It's not this long-standing disdain for the Dodgers, even because you were young at 88. I mean, not that you loved it,
no.
But it's not that.
No.
I'm just ruling out here, process of elimination.
I'll give you one just common, like, I don't like L.A. I don't like
okay.
But that wasn't the reason.
I'm okay.
Just, but as we were thinking this through, there's
got
two
it.
Things. Like, so
yeah, I don't like L.A. either.
Yeah, so it's hard for me to fundamentally, now I have no choice, I'm a Met fan, but it's hard for me to want to see L.A. beat New York.
Mm-hmm,
so that's
mm-hmm.
just like fundamentally, I can't.
Well, let me say if the Lakers were ever playing the Brooklyn Nets in the NBA Finals.
I root for the Nets.
Yeah, no, me too.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Especially
gotcha.
Now without like,
all right.
like KD.
Same deal.
So I'll give you why, okay?
Is it because the championship for the Yankees will further incentivize Cohen
no.
to go nuts? All right, give me a reason. I'm curious.
It has
I genuinely
actually nothing
don't
to do with the Mets.
Oh.
So I saw just like a post, you know, people going nuts about the star power and Dodgers and Yankees.
Yeah.
And I saw, I forget who tweeted it. Might have been Talking Yanks, whatever. But somebody just tweeted out the logo, World Series thing.
Mm-hmm.
Judge Ohtani. I am a Judge guy. Like, I'd much rather see Judge. I don't like Shohei Ohtani. Nothing against him.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always felt like people overrate him. I mean, come on, calling him Babe Ruth. And I get what he does is great.
Yeah.
But the fact that he's going to win the MVP as a DH this year, take it from Lindor. When it comes to the Judge versus Ohtani, I want Judge to win that battle.
Not a boy.
So that, like, when I saw that, I didn't give this any thought until I saw that graphic. When I saw that, my initial reaction was, oh, crap, like, I forgot. This is Judge versus Ohtani
mm-hmm.
in many ways. Forget the Yankees and the hatred for the Yankees that the Met fans have, but I don't want Ohtani to win a World Series, and I don't like the Dodgers, and I don't like L.A. So there are legit reasons for why maybe Met fans like myself could be torn in this. It's not a great predicament.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it were the Phillies, would it be any better? No. Like, I don't want to see the Yankees have success, but I really don't want to see Ohtani or the Dodgers or Los Angeles win either.
Well, and it's also the team that knocked you out. So say if like
yeah.
say if the Phillies knocked you out, but the Dodgers still advanced to the World Series, your premise of not liking LA would still apply. It would be less personal. I mean, I personally think that the Mets fans are in a very easy spot right now.
Who would you root for?
If I'm a Mets fan,
yeah.
you cannot root for the Yankees.
Yeah.
There's no chance
right.
in hell
well,
that you could root for the Yankees.
That's what I'm
zero.
Saying. I also don't like Dave Roberts.
Yeah,
like,
well, I don't like him either.
Yeah. It's not as easy as you would think.
It is, though, because of where you live.
Yeah, well,
out there is out there. It's 3,000 miles away.
Understood. I don't have to deal with Dodger fans
no,
outside of the rare call or whatever, but we don't even have to listen to that. Like,
mm-hmm.
But, yeah, yes, you nailed the reason why Met fans have to root against the Yankees, because we don't want to hear it from the quote-unquote arrogant Yankee fans, or even just the Yankee fans that are going to be celebrating something for the 28th time that we wish we could have for the third time.
Yeah, and how many relatives do you, or I for that matter, my dad's obviously an old Brooklyn Dodger fan, but how many relatives do you have that are still living that were devout Brooklyn Dodger fans? None?
Only one. And he's in Arizona, and I haven't talked to him in a while.
Is he early, late 70s, early 80s?
I think somewhere around there. I got to check in on him.
That's on your mom or your dad's side?
My father's side.
That's on your dad's side.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was great. Like, I went to the, we took him to the Hall of Fame. We went to Fenway together. Like, we've had great Yeah, he's one of the, I remember playing wiffle ball with him back in the day in like 86, watching Mets games.
When did he go out west? Like a while ago,
good
probably.
Good question. Our family started to own property out there. I would say probably maybe late 70s, early
80s. Started, look at this guy.
Are we sitting on some money we don't know about here?
No,
my parents sold it years ago. Naturally, thanks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you got to buy there. You can buy in Lake George or something. I mean,
that's not a bad investment out there in Scottsdale back in the day.
Yeah, well,
you got
whatever.
Peanuts. Now Arizona's exploded.
It's
like
gone
Vegas,
now.
Like Henderson. It's gone now.
I wish they kept it. Either way. But anyway, he's a Brooklyn Dodger fan, so I know a little bit about that. But
there's not many to my point. So
no, and more family members that are annoying Yankee fans that already. My Uncle John texts me,
sat with him at opening day.
Yeah.
I sat with him.
Yeah, so you know.
And I could see him being, and I it wasn't annoying to me. I could see him being annoying to you.
I can't take it.
He's got to be a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
An over-the-top Yankee fan.
The only way to get him back is he's like, you got any tickets? Probably, no, not for you, but I'll be going.
Yeah,
I'll
not
be
for you, buddy. So I think that the Met fan absolutely, unequivocally must root for the Yankees to get destroyed on the national stage. That's the only route.
I know. Like I said, I don't want to root for Ohtani or the
Angeles. Let me ask you this.
I feel like a traitor against New York.
Yeah, but here's the answer. I think you're overthinking it. Your distaste for Ohtani, which seems to be strangely high, I'm not saying you have to love him, but you seem to really dislike him. Your distaste for Shohei Ohtani, or your hatred of the Yankees, even though it's not as deeply rooted as it used to be. We've talked about it. It's still there. It's always there, especially when the Yankees and the Mets
100%.
Were basically vying for the same thing. So what's stronger?
It's the Yankees. I know. But then I do feel like I'm going against New York.
Well, then you're going to have to resolve that from within. I know who has no conflict. Me.
Yeah, unfortunately, yet again. Smelling like roses. I get it. Honestly, like for you and diehard Yankee fans, there's a part of me that it's been a long time. Like for the Met fans that hate the Yankees, we've had 15 years of not having to deal with the Yankees in the World Series.
Yep.
Like, it's time. It's time to bring back some of that hate.
Yeah.
Think about it. I was actually thinking about this on the train ride in, too. When was the last time you were fully locked in to every pitch, every game of the World Series?
It's been a while, dude. It has been a while. It really has been.
So for me, 2015, Mets Royals. Like, I don't... Baseball is a regional sport.
It's probably the same for me.
Right, and before that, it was 2009.
Well... you got to remember, I lived in San Francisco when they were out.
So you had the Giants.
I was working out there for two years.
But it's a regional sport, so you were regional at the time with that. Like,
I pop in, I pop out.
When the Yankees are in it, even though it's not my team,
yep.
it's still something to root against. And even nationally, where like baseball's a regional sport, but a lot of people either love the Yankees or hate the Yankees.
You react to the Yankees.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah.
And you could say the same thing about the Dodgers, too. Some 100%. People love the Dodgers or hate the Dodgers. So now you have two teams that are either really loved and hate or really hated. So it makes for a great World Series.
So do you think that amongst your Met brethren here, that what percentage is rooting passionately against the Yankees? I mean, it's got to be 95%.
I would think that the majority of legit Met fans, they may not admit it, but you can't root for the Yankees.
You can't, although ironically, the other one on the show who is as passionate a Met fan as anybody at the station,
that's right, Hoff.
Our buddy Hoff, is rooting for the Yankees.
Hoff.
Now, for different purposes, but
Hoff, you're a big Met fan, pessimistic P, positive P, whatever you're being today, I'm not sure, but you're rooting for the Yankees, I'm told.
Yes. I'm not rooting for the Yankees. I heard yes.
Oh, whoa. You're either rooting for them or you're not. What is this?
Rooting for the Dodgers to lose. Rooting for the Dodgers to lose. I'm not actively like rooting for the Yankees.
But what's the reason?
Like, not putting the pom-poms on.
What's the reason?
Oh, it's my family.
Right. Because your son?
Son's.
Everybody in the household but me.
Oh, your wife too?
Everybody but him.
Yeah.
She's a Bronx girl, dude.
It sucks.
You see, I don't know how I deal with that. Like, kids, one thing, and I could just blame you. Like, okay, well, why are your kids Yankee fans? But I guess if their mother's a Yankee fan,
yeah.
I don't know how I deal with a wife who is a Yankee fan.
I'll tell you how I deal with it, and we'll let it happen. You're a Yankee fan. That's it. I mean, I don't know how else to answer it. It just would happen.
You're saying, like, once you get married?
No, I'm saying, once I get married, And once I have kids, you're Yankee fans. Conversation's right. over.
No, but if my wife, and I was thinking about this because the last time the Yankees were in the World Series, I was living with another girl who happened to be a Yankee fan.
Oh, you told me about this one.
Yeah, I remember like taking the subway down to work from her house during the parade and all that stuff, or from her apartment. She was a big Yankee fan, and we had some conflict there because I felt like for me, look, I'm a Met fan, and this is what I do.
Exactly.
You should make
it
like
acquiesce to that.
She wouldn't.
Well, what is and nor should she.
Yeah, but then like,
what if you guys got married?
That's
what if you
I'm
got
saying.
Married and had three sons and a daughter? What are you doing?
Divorce. BT and Sal on the fan.
That is fantastic.
BT and Sal, I'm happy that my wife is a Met fan, thankfully.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.